You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
He was very anxious to get a El Al ticket, well, I guess for now it's a history for time being, to go to Eretz Yisrael. So he put on 515 requests to tefillot. So in the end, Ribono Shel Olam told them, Rav Lach. So one thing we learn from here, what do we learn?
To be consistent with the tefillot. Yeah. Moshe Rabbeinu.
Sorry?
As the Gevara.
Yeah. So if he would do one more tefillah, so then what would happen?
He would take the ticket and go.
Yeah, so then they would send him the password. So he would go to Eretz Yisrael. So now, here the Midrash is a very interesting thing. It says, when Ribono Shel Olam told Moshe Abraham Shalom, Rab Lach, Rab, the letters of Ruth and Boaz. So he told them, if you're planning to go to Eretz Yisrael and you like to be the Mashiach, I'm sorry, you cannot be the Mashiach. It says, Rav Lach, the Mashiach comes from Ruth and
Boaz.
So he told them, it's not for you, it's not your position. So now, obviously, the question that you have, what question, yeah?
Why did Hashem only pay 515? Why did
he
just stop?
Ah, Chazak Baro, beautiful, very nice. So one thing, so now if he's not going to permit him to go to Eretz Yisrael, so after one or two, said, I'm sorry, you know, I have a lot of things to do. I have to go to China, to Iran, here, you know, it's busy. I don't have time for your tefillot. I'm not going to accept it. So why he keep letting him to do tefillah? So you should stop him. If he's not planning to let him go, so you should not, you know, cause pain for him. Because it's very painful. You do 515, and then Hashem says, I'm sorry. So if he says, I'm sorry, after one or two, it's not as painful, right? So now here, Rabbi Noach Haim HaRadosh, Rabbi Noach Haim Ben Atar, Sofuto Maren Aleinu, Harav explains that actually the reason that Ribono Shel Olam permitted that Moshe Abraham Shalom to go on and do all this tefillot was not for him, it was for us in Los Angeles. So he wanted to use those tefillot for us for later on. That's what the more means, that we'd be able to use this tefillot. So now from here, one thing we learn many times, that people go through Yisurin, if you know what that is. You know, you know what Yisurin is? So it's not that you deserve the Yisurin. Hashem needs your tefillah, so he puts you in a circumstances that maybe you feel like a little pain, and then when you mitpalel, then Am Yisrael will benefit from your tefillah. So that means Hashem picks these very special ones, that the tefillah is very powerful, and give him a little Yisurin, and then their tefillah will be used for Am Yisrael. So now here, if you want to show Olam, I'm sorry?
He only gives
Yisurin
to the poor people, right?
Exactly. It says in Zohar HaKadosh, Baruch Hu has such a desire for the tefillot after tzaddikim, as we see Avot HaKadoshim, Imaot HaKadoshim, they were all barren. Why? Because the tefillot was needed that for later on, Am Yisrael, they could be able to use it. So now, here, when Ribono Shel Olam is telling Moshe Abraham Shalom, Rav Lach, the Yeshua and the Mashiach is from Ruth and Boaz, so Moshe Abraham Shalom could have a claim. He would get a nice lawyer, and he would say, you know, you set me up. You're telling me to speak to the rock, and then you tell me to grab this the stick. So what kind of deal is this? You know, you're playing with my head. If you want me to speak to the rock, huh? Why are you telling me to grab the stick? See, you set me up. So he didn't want me to go to Eretz Yisrael. It was all planned. Huh?
Hatred?
No?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mind got confused with that.
Yeah? Did he say such a thing?
No, he didn't.
Why? But he had a case, no?
Yes. But
you could make a lawsuit. Big one.
The reason that he was confused and angry is because the people, instead of...
I don't know. That's the second part. The first part here is, why Hashem, you know, put him in such a...
position.
Yeah, in such a circumstances. So now here, one thing we learn here, and that is, you can never blame even... We can never blame Ribono Shel Olam for no matter what. So that means if you are set in the circumstances that your expectation for whatever that's supposed to be, so now it's not, so you're not able to handle it. You should have treated it in a different way. You cannot say, Ribono Shel Olam, oh, well, why did you do this to me? Why, you know, you set me out? Why, you know, we all have this why. But the problem under here is we have no permission to have a claim. You have a freedom of choice and you are given the control and the management of whatever that you say, you do, and you react. It's nobody's fault. As a matter of fact, there's an interesting therapy in psychology. It's called cold cut, salami. Salami, you like salami? It's not healthy for you, but there is such a patent. And that means that people, they have a unfortunate way of dealing with matters. And that is, before they eat the salami, they don't give it the time to slice it. So in psychology, the therapy that is being offered, that the problem should not be all at once attack your head. Make a thin slice. And then put the rest in a drawer and take it out one by one. Makes things much easier. Much, much easier. To not forget, you can have a package of salami in your pocket. So then it will remind you, you know, I'm not permitted, you know, to throw all these problems at once in my head. And Baruch Hashem, Ben Prat Yosef, Lo Haser, they call it. That means there are many. But you know, take it one by one, one by one, one by one. And then you see these thin pieces of salami is nothing, nothing. It's nothing. And you got aggravated, you went through pain, you know, you lost your simcha, you lost your spirit. How did you do tefillah? Why? Because they all were hujumed in your head. They were attacked in your head. And that's what exactly we see such a beautiful point. That Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom could have a claim. Say, you know, what did you do to me? Why you... No, set me up. But you want me to speak? You gave me, you tell me to grab a stick? If your plan was, whatever that you had in mind, Ruth and Boaz. So why? No, it was such a not comfortable circumstances. You know, he gets angry and then, you know, how people react to him and so on. But here, you cannot blame Ribono Shel Olam. Because we are Ba'al Bechira, it's called. We have control. We should have control. We are given the control. We have to make sure that we use it in the right way. And make sure that you have a very sharp knife to cut these cold cuts. Make a very thin. slice of salami. And don't let this problem to get to you. Because it's only a thin piece of salami. It's nothing. Hashem Yizakenu, without a shame, v'yeshuot, v'sorot tovot, v'zad Hashem Yekarev.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.